Started 8:00 to 8:00, Rabbi Leib Goldberg.
Good morning. The title of today's Shia is Confusion and Clarity. It's probably one of the most important topics ever spoken about, and it's impossible to do justice to it in one small Shia, so it's more together like a taster. For each Yesod, we don't have time to bring many Marim Makomos, so we'll just say one. But really, there's many, many sources for each point, and we're only going to mention some points. We live in a dour of a lot of confusion. As we know, there are many issues. Let's, for example, talk about issues lahalocha, where we know there's so many opinions. Can you open bottles on Shabbos? Can you use a slow cooker? You name it. Any halachic issue, you'll find many, many opinions. And from choshva people, choshva rabbonim, choshva poskim, some will say this, some will say that. And not just in halacha, but in hashkofa, in chinuch, in lots of inyonim, you'll find many, many opinions. And we know the Mesilas Yesharim says, a person should always ask himself, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to be doing? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to be doing now, to be thinking about now, to be following now? What am I supposed to be doing? What does Hashem want from me? And it's very difficult when there's so much around, so many different opinions. How do we know which is the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to follow? Do we say, just choose? They're all great people. You can just choose. You're following someone great. Yesh lo yami lismoich. Do we say, kedai lismoich ala b'shas etzchak? Do we say, you have to be eitzachol adeus? What is a person supposed to do? And this is a very important topic because it applies to all areas in life. So let's begin with the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Gimel. The Gemara is discussing a drasha of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, and the Gemara brings the pasuk in Keheles, and he darshens Balei Asufos, Elu Tamidei Chachomim Sheyoshvim Asufos Asufos. These are Tamidei Chachomim which sit together in groups, Voiskim Batera, and they learn Torah. Halolu metamim, v'halolu metaharim. These Tamei Dechomim say it's Tomei, these say it's Tohor. Halolu oisrim, halolu matirim. These say it's Asa, these say it's Muta. Halolu poislim, halolu machshirim. These say it's kosher, posel. Shema yoyma odom. Perhaps a person will say, Heichan iloim et Torah mata. How can I get clarity? Talmud loyma kulam nitznu miroya echad. You should know they were all given at Har Sinai by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Keil echad nasnam, one God gave them. Parnas echad omram. Moshe Rabbeinu said it over. Mipi adon kol amasim baruch hu dechsev vaydaber likim es kol advarim ha'ele. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said all the different opinions on Har Sinai. That means, in Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol ma she'talmid vasik hasid l'chadesh, he told them everything. He told Moshe Rabbeinu what everyone's going to say. Rabbi Pliny is going to say Tohar, Rabbi Pliny is going to say Tomei. That was all said at Har Sinai. So far we haven't answered the question. We've just made the question worse. We've just said, they're all said at Har Sinai. So what should you do? So before we see what the Gemara's resolution is, and we're learning as Hashem through this Shia, that there are three methods of deciding, each one appropriate for a different person. But first, I want to be makdim with what one cannot do. The Ramo writes in Choshem Mishpat, Simon Chafei Sif Beis. And it comes from a Tor, which comes from a Rosh in Sanhedrin, Perik Dalet, Simon Vav. And I think the Rosh got it from Clear Diuk in a number of Gemaras. And I'll read you the way the Ramah puts it. Lo yoima ha'adam. A person may not say, Efsoi kemoisha eretzer, I'll pask him what I feel like. Bedova sheeshboi machleikas, something where there's a machleikas. Ve'im oizakein, if he does so, hare ze din sheker. The din is sheker. Elim hu chacham gadol v'yedeh lehachri b'arayas. If he's a big chacham, he knows how to be machriya with clear proofs. Horoshus b'yodeh, he's allowed to decide on that basis, as we'll discuss, Ms. Shem. And the Ramah goes on to explain the klali hayra, what constitutes a valid reason to decide how to paskin a shayla. In other words, you cannot say, because the person who said it is a great person, it'll be okay if I follow him. That is not a method of psak. And it's a din shaker, and we're going to see soon in Hashem, it's just not acceptable. So what should one do? But you can't just do a mahalach, a halacha, a decision based on what you feel like doing. Because you want to do that. That you mustn't do. So what does the Gemara say you do? So the Gemara here is talking about somebody who is higia lahayra. Somebody who's on the level that he's able to paskin shailas, and which most people are not. So we're going to learn what this Gemara says for such a person, and then afterwards in Mes Hashem, what the Gemara says, what other people should do. And the Gemara says like this, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, what should you do? All the opinions were said at Har Sinai. Make your ears like a funnel. Listen carefully to each opinion and his svara. Come on the Madrega where you understand clearly. To understand all the stadim. And you'll be able to come to a decision. Rashi says, the Gemara means like this. Asay oz l'chol ka'afar chesis. Ma'ach ha'shekulom libon l'shomayim. Since all opinions mean l'shem shomayim, so their opinions are valid. Asay oz l'chol shimas ulamoid. Listen carefully and understand each opinion. V'da divei chulom. Know and understand all of them. Or k'shet heida l'havchim. When you are able to discern Eze Yichsha, which one is right, Kava Halacha Kamoisa, you can fix the Halacha is like him. When a person's on a level of learning that he's able to prove Misvara of Mirayas, which opinion is right, Kava Halacha Kamoisa. So this is a very strange thing, because we're talking about an issue where a person on the level, on the right level, is able to decide which opinion is right. And yet, we're saying both opinions were said at Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Drosha Saran, what's the pshat? On Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu opinions which were not right. What's the pshat in the Gemara? We're talking about a person who's able to prove and decide which opinion to follow because that's the right one. If so, how can the Gemara say you should know they were all given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they're all correct? How can they be all correct and then say this person's going to decide which one's right? Says the Drosha Soran, in Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah and he explained to Moshe Rabbeinu all the svaras of each tzad. Someone's going to say this svara, someone's going to say that svara, so that, but he never told Moshe Rabbeinu what we paskin. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, to the Chachmei Hador, to decide according to the Seichel HaAdam, our P Torah, without negias, with the Seichel HaTorah, according to the standard and the darga of learning that they've reached, to come to a maskana what they think is right, that is how the halacha is decided through those chachmei hador. But another dor, chachomim, might come along and decide like the other tzad. Torah is not a list of fixed rules. The Torah has in it all the tzaddim and all the mahalchim and all the svaras. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah in a way that the decisions are going to be made according to the Chachmei Hador, according to their understanding of the Torah without negias and libun lashomayim, like Rashi says. They come to what they think is right. That's what needs to be followed lahalacha. Even though both tzaddim were given the Har Sinai. And another generation might come along and the Chachmei Hador might decide another tzad is right. But the Chachomim are kiveh lahalacha according to their understanding. And that's what the Gemara means. A person who comes to Azam Adrega, that he's able to discern which one appears to him to be correct, that is the halacha, and Luran adds on. And if someone then follows the other opinion, he'll get an oinish. Even though it's said Har Sinai. So let's just understand this in the following way. You're allowed to make Birchas HaTorah when you learn the Svara of Bishamai. Avada, the Svara of Beis Shammai is Torah, right? Now we know the halacha is not like Beis Shammai. So if someone follows Beis Shammai, nowadays, when the halacha is Kavua Lefi Beis Hillel, he'll get an oinish. But if he learns the Svara of Beis Shammai, he's Mekayim Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. Halacha is just one element of Talmud Torah. That's not what Talmud Torah is. One element of Talmud Torah is learning halacha, but Talmud Torah itself is understanding all the tzaddim and the svaras and the rayas and the kashas. That is, that whole process is Talmud Torah. And Talmud Torah was given a Har Sinai. The actual psak, what a person is supposed to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Chachmei Yisrael to decide according to the understanding of the Torah, what they think is the emes. And that is what we have to follow, says the Gemara. And if you don't follow that, you get an oinish, because that's not the halacha. But you can learn the other tzad, you can mekayim Talmud Torah with the other tzad, but you have to get to a psak lehalacha based on this klal. That's what comes out from the Gemara in Chagiga. But it's talking to people who are able to learn a sugya in such a way that it's with such clarity that they can see clearly what the emes, what's the halacha. Most people are not holding by this level. So what are other people supposed to do? So there's another level, which we're going to discuss from another Gemara, which is also talking to Moire Hora, but maybe not on the same level as the Gemara in Chagiga. And that's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Dav Zayin Omad Aleph says, starts off with Hanishal Lechochem Betime Loisha Lechochem Vitahe Lechochem Vasa Loisha Lechochem Vyate. I don't want to go into all the details in this shir, but Tosfos explains you can't ask a shayla to two people unless you tell the second one, the second chochem, that you've already asked the shayla to the first chochem. Hoyu shnai, if there were two opinions, Echod Metame Vechod Metahe, one says Tome, and one says Tahar. Echod Oisev, Echod Masi. One says Asa, one says Mutar. Sounds familiar, sounds similar to the Gemara in Chagiga. Says the Gemara here, a different way of being Machria. Im hoya Echod Godel Michavir B'chochma V'minyan. If one of the opinions is greater, B'chochma or V'minyan. Chochma means in wisdom of Torah. V'minyan is a big machlek, it's about seven pshat in what's pshat V'minyan. One pshat is how many tamidim he's got to follow in his Tzak. One pshat is how many years he has of paskening shaila's experience in Torah. Whatever exactly b'minyan means, but one is great, clearly greater than the other, and more of a basamcha. Haloich acharav, follow him. Ve'im lav, otherwise, haloich achar hamachme, follow the one which is more stringent. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Shua ben Kolcha Oimeh, no. B'shal Torah haloich achar hamachme, if it's deraisa, you follow the stringent opinion. B'shal sofrim haloich achar hamekel, midrabon, you go after the lenient opinion. Om Rabbi Yosef hilchasek Rabbi Shua ben Kolcha. The halacha follows Rabbi Shua ben Kolcha. There's machlekes rishonim exactly what Rabbi Shua ben Kolcha holds, but most poskim say, and the Ramah included, hold that Rabbi Shua ben Kolcha is adding on to the first opinion. That means Rabbi Shua ben Kolcha agrees that if one opinion is clearly greater than the other. B'chachum minyan, you always follow that opinion, whether it's a deraisa or a drabanan. If they're both equal, and you can't decide just that one's greater, because they're both equally great, then by deraisa you follow the stringent opinion, by drabanan you follow the lenient opinion. This Gemara is also talking to Moire Hayron. It's talking about someone who knows the sugyas, he understands the opinions, he knows the issues involved, and he's able to decide either which one's greater, or derives the drabonons, what to do, this shikul hadas, and the Gemara says that's the rules you follow. There are many, many other rules as well, but I'm not going to be marich about these rules because I'm not giving a share here to Moira Hira of how to come to a decision. But if you see, there's two ways of deciding. There's the Gemara in Chagiga's way of how Kenei L'Cholev Mevin, to be able to decide with Rayas and Hechachas and Svaras, clearly, like one opinion, that's one way. And there's another method, which means for people who are not able to do that, but they're able to decide according to rules, Deraisas, Drabonons, who's greater, and that's the next stage. And if you look in the Paskim, you'll see, like if you look, for example, in Sefer Mishneh Berurah, you'll see he employs both methods. In some cases, he brings rayas and hoichachas to pask in a certain way. In some cases, he doesn't. He says, "Machlok zaposkim, you should be machmir, or you can be mekel, or whatever." It's a hachra, and this is a derech of poskim to use these two methods where applicable. The best method is method number one, and the second best is method number two. And Beisosov is marich about it in Akdoma, and there's plenty of marimakomas, but we're not going to be marich about it now. What I want to speak about today is what we should be doing. Assuming that we're not knowledgeable enough to know about every issue, all the different stadim and the different opinions, and to be able to come to a very clear decision, what should we be doing? And most of Klal Yisrael are not on this level, because the Gemara says, Echod me'elef yotze lahira. So there's a third way. And that's the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Asei lecha rav istalek min hasofik. And the Rambam says, we're talking here about how to be machriya halachas. When there's a machlokes, what should you do? Says the Rambam, says the Mishnah, Asei lecha rav. You have to have somebody that you follow. This rav has to be somebody, and this is why we need to know the first two Gemaras. It has to be someone who paskens shailas according to the way the Gemara describes, either method number one or method number two. If you have a rav who just decides according to what he feels like, change rav, because it's not an acceptable method. But if he paskens shailas according to method number one or two or combination or whatever it is, or according to other klolim in halacha, which there are many, many klolim, then fine, asei lecha rav. You make for yourself a rav and you follow him. And this was always the hanhag of Klal Yisrael throughout the Doris. And the Gemara tells us in Yevamos Daf Yudalet, Bimkei Moshe Rabbi Elezer, in the place of Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Elezer was thereof, Rabbi Elezer held that when there's a Mila B'yom HaShmini on Shabbos, not only is Mila itself Deich HaShabbos, but also the Machshirei Mila on Deich HaShabbos, you could make the coals to make the knife to do the bris milah, and the Chachomim held it's Chayv Misa, it's Chilul Shabbos. But in the place of Rabbi Elezer, that's what he paskened, that's what they did, and other places they wouldn't hear of it, and they would delay the meal if they didn't have a knife. And they never got an oinish, because they were Mekayim Asei Lecha Rav. Rabbi Elezer was entitled to pasken his way because he was Hegia Lahira, and his Kehila followed him, and the other places followed the Chachomim, and that is Ratzon Hashem, how we paskin shailas. Similarly, says the Gemara, Bimkei Moshe Rabbi Yosi, Hayo Ochlin Basa Oif B'Cholov, Rabbi Yosi held Basa Oif B'Cholov, chicken and milk is mutter to cook together. That was Rabbi Yosi's opinion, and in his place they followed that opinion, never got an Oinish, because that was their Rav, and that's what he paskened. And obviously we're talking about a Rav who's a Higir Lahira, who's able to pasken, and he came to that conclusion, and they were Asei Lecha Rav, so all the people who follow don't need to know the intricacies and the svaras and how the Rav got to his conclusion. As long as they know that the Rav is a reliable person, Hegia L'Hira, and they follow him, that is Ratzon Hashem. And the Gemara in Harias Daf Beis says, Ha'oisa al pi chacham, someone who eats, or whatever the decision is, according to the psak of a chacham, even if the chacham makes a mistake, but the person is unaware of the fact that the chacham has made a mistake, the person will not get an oinush. The chacham needs a kapara, the hamoinam will not need a kapara, unless the person himself had a kasha on the rav. He had a kasha, the chayrit's a mistake. Then, says the Gemara, it's his duty to go and ask, obviously, b'derech kovod to the rav, his kasha, why are you saying this? Surely it's shver from whatever. And if he decides, no, I'm not going to ask, I'll just have emunas chachomim, I'll believe whatever the rav says, and I won't ask any kashas, he needs a kapara, because ta'o b'mitzvah lishmoy l'divrei chachomim. The person is making a mistake in his understanding of the mitzvah lishmoy divrei chachomim. Mitzvah lishmoy divrei chachomim doesn't mean you follow blindly if you've got kashas. If you've got kashas, you're mechuyev to ask, but they're covered. Now, how will the rav react? So if he sees the person's got a valid point, he'll be chayza. And if he sees a person doesn't understand, he'll just say, listen, you can't understand this, I understand your kasha is incorrect, and the person should still listen, because he knows the kasha has been addressed. But just in case the kasha is something that has not been thought of, he must raise the question. That's a whole other shiur in itself about mistakes, but let's not discuss it now. The Chaznish says on that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which says, Hanisha lechochom, if it's deraisa, drabonon, chochom v'minyon, says the Chazanish that the Gemara is talking when neither of the two opinions are rabbi, or his rav. But if one of them is his rav, haloich acharav, bein lekola, bein lechuma, bein deraisa, bein drabonon. And it's mashma, even if he's not the greatest b'chochom of a minyan, if that's his rav, and his rav is entitled to, he's on the madriga to make a decision, then he should follow his rav, whatever happens. How do you choose a rav? So, fashteitzach, we've already mentioned, the rav has to be somebody who is capable of deciding according to the correct rules. He doesn't just do what he feels like, or what public opinion would like him to say, or whatever. He comes to his decision based on Yedias HaTorah, in the methods we mentioned earlier. And Avada, you have to choose somebody who is like that. If a person is a big Rosh Hashiva, or a Magid Shir, or a big Talmid Chacham, doesn't necessarily mean he can pass in Shailos. The Meiri writes, very important klal, that Avada, when it comes to cover Talmid Chacham, you have to be mechabed everybody who's learning Torah. But it doesn't mean everybody who's learning Torah knows and has the ability to pass in Shailos, to come to clear conclusions. And you have to choose somebody who is a Rav, not someone who is just Talmid Chacham. The Pesachei Tshuva writes in Yerodea that if a person asks a Shaila to a Rosh Hashiva, a Lamdan, a big Lamdan, a massive Talmid Chacham, and he tells him a psak, which is wrong, then it's called that the Shoyal was over Bemezid, not Beshoigig. Because who do you think you are asking him? You should have asked a Rav. You shouldn't have asked a Rosh Hashiva. As they say in the Pesachei Tshuva, it's called Mezid, and if it was a Shail of Betel Issa, it'll all be Asa, because it's called Mezid. So it's very important to ask a Rav. The next important point when choosing a Rav is to choose someone who understands you. You have a language. He understands your question. He understands what you're saying. And you understand what he's saying. If he's speaking Yiddish and you only understand English, you're going to have a big difficulty communicating. You might get the wrong end of the stick. He might get the wrong end of the stick. Fashteitzach, you have to choose someone that you understand each other. If you're Ashkenazi, you have to ask an Ashkenazi Rav. If you're a Sephardi, you should ask a Sephardi Rav. The reason for this is too much for the Shia, but there's different rules of Psak in the Mahalach of Ashkenazim and Sephardim, and Sephardim should follow their Masoros and ask a Sephardi Rav, and Ashkenazi should follow their Masoros and ask an Ashkenazi Rav. Yeah, sometimes, yeah, I hear. It's a valid point. But this is not just true in halacha. If you ask Shaila, for example, for argument's sake about Shalom Bayis, and the person's not an expert in Shalom Bayis, instead of saying what he thinks, he should say, I'm not an expert in Shalom Bayis. Go and ask someone who is. If there's a new Rav in the Kehillah, let's say the Kehillah has appointed a Rav, and they always follow his Pesachim, and then there's a new Rav in the Kehillah, and he has a different opinion than the previous Rav, and he wants to change things. So this is not a new question. The Rashba discusses this question, the Shach, the Bach, they all discuss this question, and they say the Kehillah now have to follow the new Rav and change what they've been doing, even Lekula, and definitely Lechumra. If the new Rav decides that despite the fact that old Rav paskened a certain way, he holds the halacha should be different, everyone has to now follow El Hashofet Hashir B'Yom Mahim, everyone has to follow what the current Rav says. It's very important when it comes to all these inyonim not to be mevaze anybody who has, let's say from a different Kehillah, who has a different Rav, who paskens differently. Because as we said before, we're all giving mehasi now, we're just talking about the klalim of what we should be doing. He has his Rav, I have my Rav. And there's no reason to be mevaze Talmud Chacham, which is differently, so long as it's based on the Torah and based on his Hachra.
Is a bully rab. What
do
you do with bully rab? Where
what?
Bully, you don't have no
middle
to
bully. Okay, we're discussing today. That we're not discussing today, yeah. It's very important to choose the right person. It's important to choose the right person. There's lots and lots to talk about in details. Mamish haven't got time. I just want to end off with one very, very important point. And that is how to ask a shayla. Because this third method of asela chorav only works if you ask a shayla correctly. So you've got to ask the right person, but you've got to ask the shayla correctly, and you should follow. I just have to add on before this point. When you ask a shayla to a rav, you don't have to follow the same rav for kol hatorah kula. You can be mechalek to an issa v'heta, I ask. Ploini is my rav for choshe mishpot. Ploini is my Rav, and we find that in many places that you can have someone who's an expert in one area of an halacha and someone else is an expert in different, like halacha karav in Dine Isavaheta, halacha kashmur b'dine Momenus. Rosh explains because Shmur was the expert in Momenus, Rav was the expert in Isavaheta. There's such a thing, but within the same category, you can't pick and choose, like we said before. You have to follow Bein Lahachmi in that Indian. How to ask a shayla? The Mishnah Brura says in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Tofri Shvov, beautiful sentence, and we have to be masbid the sentence. Al koponim yisade lefnei harav, amor etzedek, ha'inyan bishlemus be'emes b'loy sheker v'lishol eich lehisnaheg. And I'll explain to you what he means. When you ask a shayla, first thing to know is you have to tell the Rav the shayla bishlemus. In its entirety. Don't miss out details. Sometimes the devil is in the detail. A little change can make a whole difference to a shayla. Don't miss out the details. Tell him the inyan bishlemus. Or be'emes, tell him the truth. So many people want to hide from the Rav. Yeah, I don't want to tell him who we're talking about or what really happens. So I heard once a story someone did. Say the story be'emes, exactly, truthfully. Otherwise you won't get the right answer. But so what does it mean, b'loy sheker? We already said you should say be'emes. Don't add in your zatz and pepper. B'loy sheker means don't add in anything which is untrue. Keep the shayla to exactly what it is. V'lishol eich le'esnaheg, and you should be asking what to do. You shouldn't be telling the Rav what you want to do. You should be asking the Rav what to do. These are the important rules when coming to ask a shayla, when should we give a siyata d'shmaya to be noeg api halacha?
Why don't want to talk about it? It should tell it there. Is it probably me? Say something
about it. Yeah.
Schlott. Ja, so.